doing, TC? That's good. That's easy for me to say. Good. How you been holding up, TC? How's it going down there?
Yeah, we're doing good. I mean, we got the, it wasn't a shelter in place, but it was a stay-at-home advisory from the governor. Went into effect at noon today here in Massachusetts. We've got, you know, like expected, it's starting to explode here. 300-something cases announced today. We're over 1,100 now total. And as we know from watching New York and California and Washington, that's just going to blow up exponentially in the next few days. So the next couple of weeks are scary, as we all know. It's also why we need to stay home and try to do what we can to flatten the curve.
Now, you've been doing the podcast, I know, but you've been hosting After Hours on Nesson. Is that pretty much the work, pretty much everything you're doing at this point?
Yeah, and even that, I think we're going to cut back a little bit on now because of the governor's proclamation that went into effect today. And, you know, they're really, Nesson's trying to limit the people coming inside the building like every other office and limit it to smaller groups. So I think you're going to see a whole lot of the 2013 Red Sox over the next couple of weeks. And, you know, it's funny, last night we showed the Game 7 against the Maple Leafs, the Bruins Maple Leafs game, and people were tweeting about it like it was a live game. They're all caught up in the comeback again. Yeah, it's about all you can do right now because we're all jonesing for some sort of action, some sort of sports to watch. But, yeah, I've been hosting on and off for the past week. But like I said, I think we're all going to be cutting back on that until the April 7th is the end of the two-week proclamation from the governor.
Well, TC, I've been watching, you know, NFL Network, ESPN, and I was watching After Hours on Nesson yesterday, and I saw some of the guests in there. There's this obsession from all of your guests to have books behind them to make it look like you just got this endless library. Why the obsession with every reporter having to have a giant stack of books behind them?
Well, it makes you look intelligent. It makes you look like you have a huge library that you're, you know, that you're what is the line? Your library smells of leather and
leather-bound books and rich mahogany.
There you go, rich mahogany. Thank you. I keep saying, and I haven't done one at home in a little while. I'm waiting for the next time I go live. I'm going to have shelves filled with toilet paper behind me. I'm going to have like three shelves loaded up with stacks of toilet paper so I can just flaunt it in everybody's face. Of course, I'd have to get toilet paper to be able to do that. So we'll see how that. The other one we had, I did the show late last week, and Billy Jaffe joined us, and he had a shelf with his three Emmys up on the shelf behind us. So I totally had to call him out for flexing on the show like that. But you're right. Everybody's got books. Nobody's bought a book in 10 years, but everybody's got 40 of them sitting behind them.
TC, baseball news. Since we last spoke, Chris Sale's going to get Tommy John surgery officially. What do we know about what transpired? Was it truly the one throwing session did him in again, or do we really think he needed it all along?
Well, he needed it all along. I mean, nothing changed. It's not like he got a new injury throwing to batters, but he was told by James Andrews, the best in the business, and Neil Atrache, or however you say his name, that he would be able to heal with rest and anti-inflammatories, and much like David Price did a couple of years before. Don't forget, we all thought David Price, whatever, that was 2017, I believe, we all thought he was going to have to get Tommy John eventually. He still hasn't, though he has had some issues with injuries, but he has continued to pitch. And that's what they had told Sale, and that's what Sale thought he could do, and the Red Sox went along with it. You had no way of knowing until you ramped up and threw the hitters again. That didn't happen until the beginning of this month, and now he's shut down. And, you know, I don't know when he's going to be able to get the surgery. You can't just go waltzing into a hospital right now and say, fix my elbow. There are bigger concerns going on in hospitals around America. And so that's a real issue. I'm sure he'll get it done. I'm sure they'll figure out a way to get a place to get it done. But he's going to miss, I mean, a good portion of 2021, and you probably could have avoided that if you'd have gotten it done last August.
No, that's right. TC, you see, the Mets Syndergaard is going to have Tommy John surgery. He's now gone if there's going to be a year.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You wonder if some of these guys are saying, you know, I was going to try to do it with rest, but who knows how much of a season we're going to have. Now, that's not the case with Sale, because Sale goes back to last August, as we know. But I wonder if guys are going to line up and get some surgeries that maybe they've been putting off.
That's what I said.
Because you don't know if they're going to pitch this year. You don't know if you're going to play this year. I think they will. I don't think you're going to lose the whole season. But if it winds up being a short season and it's something you really need, maybe you're better off getting it now and missing a short season.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, TC, in Sale's case, I mean, is that something they were possibly trying to avoid because of his age, or they genuinely didn't think he needed it?
No, they genuinely didn't. I mean, I don't know about needed it. I think, you know, there's always a chance he would need it. They've been talking about him needing it since he was a rookie. He's so small, you know, thin, and he has such a max effort delivery that people have sort of always assumed he would someday need Tommy John surgery. But they really thought he would be able to follow the rest and anti-inflammatory and rehabilitation, and it just didn't work. But they really thought that would work because they were being told by the best doctors that's what he needed.
Tom Caron, Red Sox Bruins insider at Nesson. Thanks to Stacy Adamski. He joins us every Tuesday at this time at damskilaw.com or 802-363-6371. I worry about Chris Sale's age. He's now over 30 years old. What do we know about the track record for people over 30 who get Tommy John?
Yeah, there are some guys who have come back and pitched well, but not many, not at that age. And not at the, you know, you got to look at the number of innings and pitches he's thrown in his career. That's, you know, this is a guy, again, with a small, you know, frame, a thin, there's not much beef there. There's not much, there's not Roger Clemens, you know, huge from the waist down driving it. He puts everything into every pitch. So that's my concern. That said, I mean, you guys have heard him talk after outings. You've heard him talk along the way. This guy is as serious a warrior as I've ever been around in baseball. And if there's anybody that I have faith who will put in every bit of effort asked and every step demanded by the trainers and the rehab guys, it's Chris Sale. So I wouldn't count him out because I absolutely think he will be a tireless worker trying to come back and prove himself.
Arnie, I'm going to ask this question. I want you to ask the question about Tom Brady next, but I want to ask one more baseball question of TC. TC, it's a confusing issue, but it's going to be a big issue for baseball moving forward, I think. What about the issue of service time and free agency and things like that? I mean, the Red Sox have Andrew Benintendi for, in theory, I think, 3 more years here. So if they miss out on half a season or, heaven forbid, a full season, they, you know, in my mind, hey, I want him to have 3 years left, but he's only going to want him to have 2 years left. So what are they going to do with this?
Yeah, well, that's why when compared to other sports, you know, basketball and hockey had the majority of a season. If you had to pull the plug on it, I don't think it'd be that hard to argue that they had a season. But for baseball, you know, it's going to get real interesting. And God forbid they cancel the entire season because that's when it really gets nasty. Yeah, let's do the hypothetical. They don't play baseball this year. And again, I don't think that'll happen. I'm not saying that. But let's say they didn't play baseball at all this year. If you're the Los Angeles Dodgers, you want your players back.
Yes.
You gave up 3 guys for Mookie Betts and he never played. Or you want baseball to push everything off a year and you still get Mookie Betts for a year. But Mookie Betts is going to say, well, wait, I don't want to hit free agency a year older. That's going to take away my earning ability. So this is a real issue. And don't forget, the collective bargaining agreement runs out at the end of the year. So you're going into a place right now where it's easy to say everybody wants baseball back. But Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Association have a lot of negotiating to do and a lot of ground to cover, because they have to close that gap on each and every one of these small issues. Like, they have to figure out what you're going to do if you don't play. What do you do if you play 50 games? What do you do if you play 30 games? If you play 80 games? Is that a full season, a half season? I mean, they're still going back and forth over per diems and housing allocations and payments that players get as they all go home from spring training. So it's going to be a while before they tackle the big one.
Yeah, big mess out there. What did you think of Tom Brady's presser today? It caught me off guard. I thought we were going to see him live on Skype or something, but what did you think of the whole thing?
Yeah, it was a conference call, and that's kind of where we're at. You know, you do what you can to get something on there. It was fine. He's taking the high road. Good for him. You know, he should be taking the high road. And I don't even know where he was. Where was he? Did they figure out where he was doing it from?
I think he was in Boston. Or in New York, one of the two.
New York. I thought he was home in New York. So I don't know. What do I make of it? I mean, the whole thing, I still can't believe he went to Tampa Bay when it's all said and done.
I can't even.
I know they've got weapons. I know that, you know, Godwin and Evans are great threats down the field. They got 2 good tight ends, so they got an offense with some weapons. I mean, but who wants to go to Tampa Bay? I mean, who, you know, that's, like I think I said last week, you know, the whole reason I thought he put that clause in his contract where they couldn't tag him and trade him is because he didn't want to go to Tampa Bay. That's, you put the clause in to avoid going to a place like Tampa Bay. But they stepped up. They paid him. He likes Bruce Arians, apparently. But it's all kind of strange. Just, you know, even when he was talking today about coming to Tampa Bay and, you know, kind of acting like there's this great football tradition and huge fan base in Tampa Bay. I mean, there hasn't been. Maybe they will be starting now, but that's why he's going there. He's going there to create something that has not existed, even in their Super Bowl year.
Yeah, nothing like Leroy Selman and James Wilder.
Hey, listen, I used to go to the Leroy Selmans in Fort Myers, okay? He's got a nice little chain of sports bars down there.
His claim to fame. Well, I mean, it's funny, TC, because the whole all the speculation ad nauseum leading up to the Brady decision, you know, you'd hear Chargers, you'd hear even Vegas, yeah. you'd hear the Raiders, you'd hear all these different teams, maybe even the Cowboys or Giants. And every time you'd hear Tampa, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's not going to happen because it's Tampa.
Right. Yeah. I got a friend who's a longtime sports guy down there. Used to work with him at Channel 5 up in Plattsburgh and Burlington years and years and years ago. Rock Riley. And, you know, I mean, but they've got, you know, 8,000 season tickets were sold in the last week. Yeah. I mean, that's you know, it's worth it to them. Is it worth it to him? I don't know. I will say, everything he has said, everything he's posted, and everything I've read from people who've talked to him, he sounds like he's got something to prove, doesn't he? I mean, a motivated Tom Brady could be a scary proposition with some of those weapons he has. That could wind up being a pretty good team. And you know, they're saying he's going to go to OTAs. He's going to go to everything they're going to do if they get to have those things. And we know he wasn't doing that with the Patriots, so... I don't think there's any doubt that he wants to prove a certain head coach that that it was him, that it was the quarterback who ushered in the era of greatness, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
TC, as you're stuck in quarantine, what is something that you don't know how to do currently you'd like to learn how to do?
Over the course of my self-isolation, yeah, I was thinking it'd be a good time to learn Spanish. It'd be a good time to learn Spanish. I could talk to all the Latin players and hear what's going on. Or better yet, not let them know I understand Spanish so I can go in the clubhouse and hear what they're all saying about me and about each other.
That's a phenomenal idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm probably not going to do it because I'm too lazy and I got all kinds of shows to binge. But it'd be nice to get up off my butt and do something that would actually be a positive. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll learn Spanish.
I'm actually pretty good at Spanish, TC. I can teach you most of the basics.
That'd be good radio. Every Tuesday, you could give me a lesson.
TC, do you play an instrument? Because I figured with your son,
No, I got nothing. My kid's a guitarist, as you know.
Yeah.
And he can. I got nothing. I can't draw. I can't play an instrument.
Stick people.
I need a haircut. I've needed a haircut. I didn't get here. These are the again. Listen. There are much bigger problems in the world right now than whether or not I get a haircut. Okay, I fully understand that, and I'm not suggesting this is the least bit of a concern for anybody except for me. But I didn't get a haircut since before I went to spring training. I figured I could stretch it out and get one when I get back. Well, there's no haircut. There's no place to get a haircut right now, and it probably won't be for weeks or months. So, I mean, you know, me with a ponytail. It's kind of a scary thought. Me, I'm going to come out with the Ecker hair. Dennis Eckersley and I are going to have the same hair when we come back on the air. But these are, you know, small problems.
I'm not going to be able to tell the difference between your rock and roll son and you.
Yeah, well, that'll take about 4 years to get to where he's at. That's major league hair. I'm never going to have that. But, you know, it's interesting. I'm cooking a lot, and I didn't used to do a lot of cooking. But I find myself cooking a lot. You know, don't you guys find yourself, you know, I'm cleaning out closets that haven't been cleaned out in like 10 years. You just find things to do because otherwise you're going to go crazy.
Yeah.
TC.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Your other son's birthday was the other day. How do you celebrate?
Yesterday, yeah.
How do you celebrate a quarantine birthday with a college kid who's not old enough to drink?
Yeah, it wasn't easy. We kind of knew. It was funny. We knew that would be the day that things would start to fall apart a little bit around the Karen household. And we were dead on. Because it was the first day back to school as well. So he had to take his online classes. You know, couldn't have friends over. We gave him a cake and some gifts and woohoo. And then he went back downstairs and we went back to the living room. And, we kind of agreed we would... let him have a celebration this summer when it's all said and done. We thought about taking a bunch of his friends. I'm going to take a bunch of him and his friends out for like a deep sea fishing charter thing, you know.
So, nice.
Well, we'll just have to put a rain check on it. I'm glad it wasn't his 21st, because that would be, you know, all the bars are closed on your 21st birthday. That'd be a bummer.
That would be miserable.
That is hell on earth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good.
So it could always be worse. That's kind of the motto I'm going with these days. I don't know about you guys, but, you know, it can always be worse.
Yes, it could.
I agree with that. He's Tom Karen, our Red Sox and Bruin insider. And Nesson, thanks to Stacey Adamski, the Adamski Law. TC, stay safe out there. Of course, continue good health, and we will speak to you next week.
Yeah, same to you guys. Everybody up there, I hope everyone's doing well. And, it's getting serious. We joke about it as best we can and talk about things like sports, and that doesn't matter. You know, the positive cases are starting to really ramp up. I've got a friend who has it. His wife just tested positive, and he said it's hell on earth. He said it's really nasty. So just stay home for a couple of weeks, you know, listen to you guys on the radio, and watch whatever old game we trot out there on Nested, and we'll be okay in a few weeks.
There you go, TC. Thank you, buddy. Thanks.
Appreciate it, TC.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.